This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. These are 9 stories that we're following today. Again, if you listen all the way through, and you're one of the first 3 people to listen, and you send me a comment, we will send you an Amazon gift certificate for $50. You got to be one of the first 3 people to respond. So here are the 9 stories we're following today. And I hope you listen all the way through, not just to the point on the gift certificate. The phone number to do that is 773-766-5322. And again, this is Scott Becker, founder and publisher of Becker's Healthcare. First story we're following today is why hospital execs think Walmart Health failed. And again, this is a big story, and it's not, I don't know if I'd call it failure, but basically, to Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, they're finding it is very hard to staff the amount of places they need to staff to really provide an impact on the healthcare system. It's just fascinating to watch. There's also reimbursement and other challenges. But at the end of the day, we have a separate podcast in this. We'll note it in number 6 or 7 below. There's just not enough doctors. Stupid was the comment that we made taking off on a political slogan of years ago. It's the economy, stupid. Second, another large system signs on with Mark Cuban cost plus drug company. That's another story of following it. Just anything we could do to dent the pharmaceutical challenges, the supply chain problems, and the need for it to fill shortages of pharmaceuticals, the better. Companies like cost plus, Civica, doing a lot to try and solve some of these issues. Third, United States and healthcare job openings decrease. For some time, it's been such a buyer's market for job applicants. Now there's about 3 million less jobs that are open than there were about a year or two ago. So we're starting to see some challenges there in people finding jobs and hospitals having just a little bit easier time staffing what they need staff, though the physician shortages are absolutely challenging. Fourth, related story, Advent Health, one of the best run systems in the country, has new strategies to lower staff turnover. Worth reading about that at Becker's Healthcare. Laura Dierda wrote that. Fifth story we're following, and this comes out of the Walgreens, Walmart, CVS debacle, is the podcast we published yesterday at Becker's Healthcare and Becker Private Equity and Business. There's not enough doctors. Stupid. We encourage you to listen to it. It's a very short, easy read. Listen, thank you very, very much. Sixth, Novant Health plans cancer hospital. Again, more and more health systems building smaller hospitals around specific important specialties to help drive margins and need, quite frankly, for the long run. So you see that cancer hospitals, orthopedic hospitals, some cardiovascular focuses, like Northeastern University Health System in Chicago, now Endeavor Health, just built a cardiovascular institute. You just see more and more of that. Seventh, one of the hot issues of the day, covered by Alan Condon, the debate over payer versus provider consolidation and more. This is another subject that's been right in the news right now for a lot of reasons. Eighth, Naomi Diaz reports on disruptors are retreating from healthcare, and that's something we've already talked about. Some of these disruptors trying to get much harder staff than they thought it would be. Finally, the ninth story we're following to CVS Health. CVS Health is finding that Medicare Advantage is much harder now than it was a couple of years ago. They reported $1.1 billion in income in Q1, but they cut their earnings guidance. Their stock went down nearly 70% yesterday. That's a huge one-day drop in stock price, and another reason why we believe in S&P index funds, not trying to pick on individual stocks, It's just so hard to do. In any event, thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thank you very much.